And my son is 10, and his quest in life is to go to the bathroom in every public restroom in America. I swear to you, I don't know where he gets it. Because when I was his age, I would never go in a public restroom unless it was a medical emergency. Would I go in a public restroom? Not my son. Oh dear God, we're not in a restaurant 30 seconds. Dad, gotta poop. We just got here, gotta poop. And he doesn't just go in there and do his business. Oh no, he's in there whistling. And somebody gets in the stall next to him. Hey, are you pooping too? And if I ever found out who told my son this, I will kill him. Somebody apparently told my son there's a wiener thief out there. And if he takes his hand off it, they're gonna snatch it away. His hand doesn't leave his pants. I swear to God, he comes down to breakfast in his underwear. It's jammed in there. I'm like, hey, hey, hey! You look like granddaddy now, knock it off! He's gonna wear it off, I swear. It's like his own personal worry stone. You know, he just... and can procrastinate more than any kid I've ever met in my life. When I tell my son to go take a shower, it can easily be 45 minutes before I hear the water start running. Do you got one like that? Because he gets up in his bath, he has to go to the bathroom again. And I don't even think he has to go. I think he just enjoys the comfort of that seat. It's like his lazy boy rocker. He's got books in front of it and Legos. And one night, I told him to go take a shower, and I didn't hear the water running for about an hour, and I said, that is it. And I went upstairs, and I walked in his room, and I heard this boom, 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 boom. And I looked around the corner of the bathroom. He is standing butt naked in front of the mirror, going shaky, boom, boom. And I let it go for about 10 seconds and went, shake it, boy! We don't naked dance anymore.